Welcome back to the Poor Man's first podcast of this Olympic season. Duncan, Jake, you know why we're here today. The Olympic Committee has called us in to look at commentating and spectating and just being a part of the Poor Man Olympics 2020.
Organizing. Heck
yeah. Yeah, that's what the O in Olympics stands for, is organizing. We're going to O the hell out of these Olympics.
You know the Olympic symbol is just five O's?
Yeah, it stands for organizing.
Olympics? Orphans?
Orthodontic?
Orthodox. Organizing, orthodox, orthodontic, Olympic orphans.
And so that's what we're here to watch today, is orthodontic orphans. We're going to start with commentating on the swimming. Now, I'm not sure about you guys, but it looks to me like the pool has sort of set a little bit. It's got a bit of a shimmer on it. Doesn't quite look like water to me. We see the people lining up along the podiums to jump into the pool. Jake, who are you supporting today? Who do you think is going to take this one away?
Sealy Dan. He's the swimmer for Norway.
Mm-hmm.
And they're used to, like, ice.
Yeah.
You know, like, just swimming in solid water.
Yeah.
And, I mean, really, it just kind of glides across it on his skates. And I feel like today, because the, you know, the pool is obviously covered by a semipermeable membrane of gelatin, he's not going to fare too well. I think he's going to slice right through the bottom. But then maybe when he's at the bottom, he can eat his way to victory.
So I'm really pulling for the American swimmers this year, particularly Fat Assman is going to be very impressive, I think, because the rest of them are entirely dependent on their ability to pull themselves through the water. And the thing is, with water, it has a very specific density, it has a specific way in which it flows past the human body. But more importantly than any of that is that you can't drink water to get yourself through it unless you're a fish and you have a way of passing it through you. Now, jelly
comes out to be a fat ass man.
And that's why.
Oh, boy, it looks like the gun's gone off. They've started the swim. We see here Sealman's taking an early lead. Jake, you're rooting for him. How do you think his technique's faring?
Well, I mean, you've actually done a portmanteau between my character and Duncan's character.
What was your
guy's name? Was Sealy Dan, and his
he
is
was fat
ass
man.
But
Sealman.
They've Voltroned into one swimmer. As you have correctly pointed out there, Ari.
Who is wearing skates but eating his way through that pool. This is why we do it. This is why we watch it. It's so exciting.
Yeah. I was just going to say, who knew that solo swimming was a team sport?
Not me. They're disqualified.
You really hate to see it.
It's a beautiful game, but they can't win.
Yeah. I mean, that's just not fair.
What we seem to be seeing here is Chad Mugawe from Mongolia and Peter Spiegelman from the Congo have gotten onto each other's back. They're sort of riding each other in like a two-person horse costume.
Oh,
sort of,
this is meant to be a family-friendly sport.
Disqualified.
You know who I'm a fan of? Bolivia Chile from France.
Yeah. And what's Bolivia Chile from France doing in this case, Duncan?
Now, the thing is, Bolivia, she has actually caught on to the fact that she's just running alongside the pool. And yeah, there she goes. She's touched the other side. Do you think she deserves a win for that? I mean, the others still haven't made it a meter, so.
I think we call the whole event. We postpone it.
It's a good idea.
Just this event, the swim.
Yeah, I mean, we disqualified four people, and then I don't know, some country won. Was it two countries? I don't understand this naming convention.
This isn't a naming convention. This is a sports event.
Am I in the wrong place?
So I can't quite make out what they're saying, but they're saying there's another event. We should probably move on.
Yes, let's move on to the weightlifting. We're looking at the crowd that's turned up. It only looks like about two people have turned up to this weightlifting event.
One of them is Strong, Fat Assman's brother, Strong Assman.
And the other one, Jake, I believe you know them personally.
Yeah, it's Sphincter Jones. Him and Strong Assman have a tumultuous relationship.
Yeah, I mean,
like I have with the word tumultuous.
Now, we know that in the regular Olympics, they can only give out three medals, you know, a gold, a silver, and a bronze. Now, we've only got two competitors here. Duncan, I believe you used to actually do weightlifting when you were in high school.
I have picked up and put things down before, yes.
We do need someone to represent our country.
Say no more, Ari. I'm on my way.
No, you don't need to fat. You can just walk
It's about getting the blood flow going, okay, Jake. Right, okay. I don't tell you how to do your job.
No, sometimes do.
Duncan's a real expert on the clean and jerk.
Actually, my special move is the power snatch.
Now, Jake, how do you think Duncan's going to fare in this competition? You can tell that he's about three times smaller than his next closer competitor, Sphincter Jones.
Sphincter Jones.
You know, what sort of weight limit do you think that he's classed for?
He could just probably take the open weight class, because then it doesn't really matter how much he weighs. And, you know, it's weight is defined as mass times acceleration.
Now, how do you think he looks in his elastic sort of get-up? It looks very tight. Doesn't leave much to the imagination.
No. So why describe it?
Well, Duncan, can you hear us down there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, take that mask off your face, muffling your voice.
Oh, sweet. So here's what's going through my head. I'm going to pick it up, and then I'm going to put it down.
Great.
Sounds like you have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a particular technique that you want to try? Is it just, you know, one-handed, pick it up two-handed?
With my hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, Duncan, this is really important. Are you going to shit your pants? Because a lot of weightlifters do that. Sphincter Jones, obviously, he's got no anus for obvious reasons. He had it removed. Now, do you think that's cheating?
You know, I have a great deal of respect for Sphincter as a competitor. But honestly, personally, he's an asshole. So, yeah, I think he did this intentionally to try and rig the competition for himself. But you know what? He didn't realize he was going to be versing me today. So, I think I'm going to let the judges speak for me.
What the IOC told us when they said that, you know, we were going to be commentating the event is also that we were going to be judging the event.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Strong Ass Man is taking the stage first. He's going with a very petite bag of bread. That's what he's going to be lifting today. As we all know, carbs are the devil, and Strong Ass Man very much knows that.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of his technique there?
Well, he did what we asked him to do, was pick it up,
mm-hmm.
put it down. Didn't read the label. He's actually gluten intolerant. And the bread, full of gluten.
Now, what that actually looks like, Strong Assman's going into a bit of shock there. I believe he's a little bit of a celiac, actually, and just the touch of bread is enough to set him off.
It's just vomited all over the mat. Now, that's an automatic disqualification. Oh, and I can see that Sphincter Jones is up next, and he's trying to pick up Ari's hopes and dreams.
And yeah, that's a lot of weight to lift,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yep. Sorry, Ari. I'm seeing him right now, and I don't think he can find them. Ari, where did you put your hopes and dreams?
I seem to have lost them. They're gone. I don't have any hopes and dreams anymore. I think
that is a shame. He's disqualified.
Disqualified.
So all Duncan has to do is literally pick up anything and put it down.
Duncan, what have you chosen today?
I'm going to pick up Strong Ass Man.
Now, that's why we come to the Olympics.
Hey. Do you come here up?
Duncan tried. He's been slapped away by Strong Ass Man. Did not want to be picked up.
Disqualification.
Oh, it appears we have no more competitors.
So I believe the trophy and the gold medal goes to the previous event's winner, Bolivia Chile. Wins the weightlifting. Another gold medal for France.
Hey guys, I'm back. How'd I go?
You competed.
Yeah, you did. You did us proud.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
And I think we should go to our next event.
Our next event is the gymnastics. In particular, the beam crossed with the rings.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new thing that we're trying in this Olympics.
You know, weirdly, this year, Sphincter Jones isn't actually competing on the rings.
No, because he does weightlifting, Duncan. You're only supposed to do, like, one sport. Oh, anus. Sorry, I'll leave.
Now, we do know that this happens to be a team event. Two people on the beam at any one time. And we're actually in the gold-silver playoffs. We have the Bolivia and Chile combined team.
Yeah, from Bolivia and Chile. Not to be confused with the...
Bolivia-Chile, the French competitor.
Yeah. who's taken
their names. I believe the Bolivian players are Russia, Thailand.
Yeah.
And the Chilean competitors actually Arkansas, Vatican Vancouver. City. Oh, it's Vatican City.
No, it's Arkansas, Vancouver, Vatican City.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Double barrel last name.
Yeah. Those hyphens, man.
Mm-hmm. Of the Vatican City Hottentrots.
And they're going to be competing against the Russian team of...
not to be confused with the competitor.
Russia-Thailand.
Russia-Thailand.
This is the Russian competitor mm-hmm. who is named
Katya Babushka doll. I'm half Ukrainian, so I can make that joke.
So sorry, the Russian team competitor names were...
It's just one.
Just the one?
Just one.
Oh, what's this? Sorry, I'm just receiving word from... I'm sorry, this is very embarrassing. As it turns out, Katya Babushka doll is not, in fact, an orphan.
Oh.
Nor does she need orthodontia. Which, as we know, is an immediate disqualification. So the Russian team has no competitors in this event.
Now, Jack, remind me, you used to be a 13-year-old Russian girl.
Yep. That's right.
And so your Russian heritage actually allows you to compete in this event. Is that I know that you've always wanted to win a gold or a silver medal, and remember, this is up for play.
Yeah, I'm happy to win a gold and or silver medal.
Just a moment of clarification over it. Jake has said that he is half Ukrainian, which in this case counts as Russia because half of Ukraine is now Russia.
Been annexed.
And so what that actually means is a quarter of Jake has been annexed. And so the quarter of Jake that is now part Russian... is able to compete.
And must use the Russian accent.
Jake, why don't you make your way down? Duncan and I are just going to comment a little bit on the Bolivian-Chilean team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Russia-Thailand's got an interesting sort of stretching pose. They're stretching with both legs together and both arms together while they stand in a straight line.
Mm-hmm. But they're maintaining it. I think it's one of those dynamic stretches where you don't move.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it might not be conducive to any of the stretching required on the ring beams.
I really want to make a joke about ring beam,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know what it is. I think the word ring beam is just funny. It's probably because it has the words ring and beam in it. So, listener, you go ahead and make that joke for yourself.
So, it looks like Jake's actually got it onto the ring beam before even warming up. Now he's pulling up his teammate.
Pull you up to ring.
Now I have to say, Ari, this was really a stroke of genius on your part, combining the rings and the beam by pushing the rings apart and then hanging the ring from them. Mm-hmm. Because as we all know, the balance beam is already a difficult sport as it is, and that's when it's not moving at all. Now that it's dangling from two rings, this is truly an Olympic level challenge.
Now, just for spice, we've actually put the ring beams above the jello pool, which has the remains of four orphans that were not able to escape.
Because they were disqualified!
They were disqualified.
So they have that in play today.
They do indeed.
Now, Jake's starting off with what looks like quite a difficult maneuver. Mm-hmm. He has one arm out in sort of a 45-degree angle mm-hmm. and another one in the... other sort of 45-degree angle.
Mm-hmm.
I make 90 degrees, right angle, with arms.
We used to call that the corner, yes. Or in Russian, the corner.
As Duncan say, we very good at geometry.
And he's moving his sort of 90-degree out arms into kind of like onto his head in a sort of M shape.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, do you hear something?
I want to stay at the... What is it in...
He's speaking Cyrillic. He's doing that weird backward R. Is that a... What is that meant to be? Is that... I thought that was a D. And I just don't understand Russian. The beam is swinging... The beam is swinging between the rings a little bit more... Oh, my goodness. Katya's fallen already. He's still going. Jake is still going.
Ta-da!
He stuck the landing. Incredible. Very hard to do in Jello.
He looks to be standing on the faces of...
Yeah, no, I mean, I can't believe you thought that you were going to remember. I know you knew you weren't going to remember, and then you thought, I'm going to try it. I'm going to get to the end of the sentence, and I'm going to have it.
Of course, we all know that he's talking about Fat Assman.
And Dan Steele.
Steely Dan.
It's a Steely Dan joke.
Yeah.
You and I know a lot about Steely Dan.
And Steely Dan. And, much more than...
And Fat Assman.
Fat Assman.
Who you are now standing on top. Who appears to have died. Yeah. Which, as we all know...
Disqualification! That peaked so high.
So did you when you were 13 in Russia.
And it looks like the Bolivian Chilean team has actually just run from it. They're too scared of Jake's routine.
Mm-hmm.
They've just left the playing venue, which, as we all know, means that they are disqualified.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize what I was going to say. You need to like make that a joke ahead of time so that we know to say it. Yeah. That makes sense. Like, you need to establish that as though we'd like done it lots, and then we would have.
And because of that, they've been qualified. No. All right, then it makes
sense. Qualified.
We're qualified to disqualify them.
Yeah. Yes. Because of that, they've been removed from the competition.
Come on.
I telegraphed that super hard.
Super hard.
Damn.
So, that's it. Jake wins both the gold and the silver and the bronze, actually. He got them all in that.
But by the normal rules, that means he wins the medals for every event that hasn't been able to be fully completed, right? Which is currently
all of them.
Yeah.
Hey, did I just clock the Olympics?
I think that Jake may have just platinumed the Olympics.
They get all the achievements?
Yeah, the gold, silver, and
bronze.
Oh, it was an honor hosting with you guys.
Thank you. I can't wait till we do FIFA. Way more corrupt. Can you imagine a sporting event more corrupt than this one that we just hosted?
Yeah, FIFA. But I mean, we didn't do any bribery to get this gig. I mean, okay, to be fair, you did send them flowers. I did have dinner with a few people. Ari sucked off like 80 guys. Whoa. Other than that, there was like no, there was no real corruption here.
No, I don't think so. I mean, they all ran away when I advanced on them.
Mm-hmm. But you put the thought is what counts.
And you stuck the landing, which is the most important part.
Yeah. It's the thought that counts, and you, sir, are a thought.
Damn fine.